So the Gemara on Daf Kuf Dalet on base brings down a brisa from Agra. Tana Agra Chamud Rababa Oifu Gvina Nechalim Bapi Koirin. What's Bapi Koirin? So Rashi says Derech Hefke Sheini Nizven. Just eat it in whatever way you want. Now, we're talking about over here, oif and gvina. Pashtus, what's mashma is, that you're eating the oif, and then you're going to eat gvina, and I could eat it without without doing anything in between. That's what Rashi says, b'losh and hefke. Says, Gemara, hu tani lavu amala, b'loy natil sidayim. That we're talking about over here without natil sidayim, b'loy kinachapeh, meaning, what's the chiddush of the braisa that you can do by pikayren? The chiddush is that you don't need netiyas yadayim and you do not need kinuach hapeh. You don't have to wash your mouth out. That's the chiddush of the braisa. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, Rav Mashashi, equal to the Rav Ashi. I sulei gvina ochal. I sulei bisra ochal. Vilei mashi yode. And he did not wash his hands in between. Sorry. So it says the chiddush is where it's not even alkum. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, Rav Mashashi, equal to Rav Ashi. So what happened over here? They brought him gvina, and then they brought him basar, and he ate it without washing his hands. Now, it doesn't mention anything about kinuach. Did he do kinuach? Or he didn't do kinuach? It's adechid, you could say. Some he did kinuach, and that's why they weren't bothered. The Gemara doesn't have to mention it. He did kinuach. The chiddush was he didn't do netilas yadayim. Right? Really, you have to do both. You have to buy basar. Basar, you have to do netilas yadayim and kinuach. He did kinuach, but he didn't do netilas yadayim. So the chiddush of not doing netilas yadayim, that's what it mentions. Or maybe mitzat sheni, you could say that never bothered the Gemara. Okay, he didn't do kinuach. He didn't do kinuach. The ritva brings two malchim in this. Whether he did kinuach or not. The Ran also brings two malchim whether he did kinuach or not. So that there's two malchim over here. But what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is, V'hotani agra chamud rababa oif v'gvuna nechalim apikairin oif v'gvina in basa gvina loy. That's mashma by basa and gvina. Over there you need to do netiz yadayim and he didn't do netiz yadayim. Marian says, "Amlohani milibelelia, abimama hachazina, hachazina." He can see it. So Gemara is saying a chilik between day and night. What's the chilik? Day and night is the chilik. Let's say it's night with lighting. Let's say it's day with dim lighting, right? So is hachazina the gedda to it, or the gedda is yom belayla? How about if I use utensils? I use a fork and I don't touch the food at all. Is that also? So we'll see in halacha, different shittas and different paiskim about this. About how to learn this. Then we come to Daf Kuf Hei. Rav Yehudah brings down a memra. Amrav Chista. Ochal basa asalacha gvina. If one ate basa, it's asati gvina. Gvina matalacha basa. Gvina is mutter to basa. So here's the first time we're seeing clearly that there's a chilik in the Seyda Advar. Basa to gvina is asa. How much time do I have to wait in between? Right? It's asa. Forever? What doesn't tell us. Gvina to basa, that's mutter. What's the chilik between basa to gvina and gvina to basa? Also, doesn't tell us what the chilik is. Then the Gemara brings down a little later gufa. Gufa and over here it spells out l'sudasa achrita achilna, that together is from one suda to the next suda is muta. Now again, it's not clear what together to that is either. So now Rashi the remascha also lechol gvina. Mishum the baser mighty shuman, v'nidbak bepeh u'marich b'tamay. So what's he saying here? He's saying that the basa is mighty shumin. The basa gives off fatty content. Vunidbak b'peh, and sticks to the mouth, to the palate. Umarach b'tamay, and remains with the taste. So worry that you'll eat the gvina afterwards, and the gvina will go down with epizah, a mashu of basa. That's how Vayit Chazal went. And we'll see in halacha, Taka in many different minhagim that Ramah and others will bring down in basa v'chalav, which is all just to prevent even a bittel, even a mashu of a mixture. Right, which we're starting off with Rabbanan also, still. So there's a shumin, v'nidbek peh, umarach betamin. With that, Rashi's being mazbet to us that that's the chilik between basa and gvina. Basa has this shumin. If we take a look at the Rambam, which I forgot to bring, the Rambam, the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Ches, says the Rambam, we just quoted Rashi, also like Gvina, Rashi's Madgish, that the Nekuda of Basur is the Shumin that's Nidbak Bepeh, and that's the difference between Basur and Gvina. Okay, so the Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Chav Ches. Yeah. Mishacha basa betchila, bein basa bein bein basaiv, lo yecha achrav chalav, ashi yasha beinehen kishdei shir suda acheres, vukmai sheishais, mipnei habasa shal bein ashinayim, what's the Rambam saying? I'm saying that the reason for the weight is because of the basa that gets stuck between the teeth that doesn't come out with kinuach. Meaning, how bad are you doing kinuach? Well, kinuach doesn't work. Kinuach doesn't work. So we have here two reasons. We have Rashi and we have the Rambam. We have the Rambam's reason. And if we take a look in the Torah gives nafkaminas between the two reasons. Do nafka means between the two reasons. Question is, according to the Rambam, what's happening when I wait l'suda acheres? I wait sheish shayis, I wait 6 hours. What's taking place then? The meat's coming out then from between my teeth? Bishleim, according to Rashi, the tovart is out the tam, the shumin. So you can say, after 6 hours, the taste goes away, and it's not left anymore, it just gets washed away. But the coin to the Rambam, that we're discussing, Basa ben Hashinayim, so what's happening? Says the Meiri on the Kuvdalit on the base, on the Kuvdalit on the base, the Meiri says, Avru Shei Shois, I think this is Lashem, Afa Pishle Kineach Piv, V'loi Nata Yadav, you didn't do Kinoach, you didn't wash, it's still, you can eat. Shekol shekishir zeh, as long as the way of this shear, kvar nisakel bimekoymai, it was already digested in its place. Ve'enai karoi basa. And he says, lo'nama basa, ve'enai shenayim, el ad saif zman zeh, until the end of this zman. So the Meiri is saying to us, klar, that, and it's something which scientifically they seem to, say that it's important for the food to be chewed and in the saliva is the beginning of the digestive process. It's just sitting in the mouth already is in this akal. 6 hours in the akal. The Meiri on the Kuf Hei Omer Aleph, on the Gemara over here of Amalei Ravacha, the Gemara that we just skipped over, the Gemara says, Amle Rav Acha bar Yosef Rav Chista. Basta shebein shinayim mahu. What's the deal with the basta ben shinayim? Karele abasta edeno ben shinayim. What's going on here? What's the shakta v'taya? Says the Meiri that Rav Acha was coming to Rav Chista b'derech kovid. He says mitoich kivoidoi. He didn't want to attack him. Mitoich kivoidoi. He came to him and he said to him, you, Rav Chista, was mechadish to us that you cannot eat gvina after basa They can't eat gvina after basa. What are you worried about? I did kinuach. I did adacha. What's there to worry about? What are you worried? There's no shuman anymore. That's why he speaks that. He speaks that the Rav Acha was asking him derech kavod that once I did kinuach and I did adacha, there's nothing left over here. So why would you ask it? So he answered him, the basa ben shinaim is what bothers me. That there's still basa ben shinaim. So that was mamash. That's where the Rambam will learn, at least according to Meiri, this is where the Rambam will learn the Shakatayah of the Gemara. And this is the Makar, this is Shita.
So this is a combination of Rashi and Rambam, huh?
Why?
That beginning where I was talking about Shuman.
Yeah, but according to Rashi, you have to wait 6 hours for the Shuman. According to this, Miri is saying there's no problem. I did kinuch, I did a doctor, no problem. According to Rashi, it's not going to help you. Right? According to Rashi, if I did kinuch and a doctor, I could eat basarai after gvina? No.
He's saying even before 6 hours.
Right. See, according to Rashi, the Gemara skips Shutai. According to Rashi, the Gemara skips Shutai. The Gemara, Rav Chisda came along and said, you have to wait whatever amount of time you have to wait. Right? The Sudas Achina. Why? Because there's a Shuman. Zog the Gemara, what's the name with the Basa? Says the Gemara answers, the Basa has a shame Basa. According to Rashi, has a shame Basa forever. As long as the Basa is there, there's no mucker in the Sugya to say that it becomes Ois Basa. But according to the Rambam, the Gemara, as you follow through the Gemara, comes out that basa which we were worried about, and then the Gemara tells us that there's a share to when already you don't have to wait because of that basa, so then you're fine. Then comes out chesh. What?
According to the Rambam, they only died for maximum 6 hours.
You only?
They only died in the Mesa, in the Midbar. A basa then is Shinaim then Mesa.
Right. So they're
only calling a basa until they die.
Yeah, okay. Good. Okay, and what's the nafkamina? When they, how long after they died?
No. It's hard to understand. It's not Kiddush.
Right.
It's always
a Mishnah. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on nafkufhei. It says, Amishmol. Amishmol. Yeah? We'll discuss those pratim. We'll discuss it when we do the halacha. I don't want to get into it now. We'll discuss shumin. We'll discuss chicken soup. We'll discuss the tafshil shabasa. Right? We'll get to the pratim. Things that were cooked on the milchi gepat and things like that. We'll get to all those things. Mi'atzishem. Okay, so then the word says Amishmol. Of Kofei is Amishmol. Why by Mar Omar Opa Analamos Khalaba Khamli Gabi Abba Ilo? Where is Shmol? Is Shmol here? Shmol's later on. Yeah, Kiyaka was Amishmol, Analamel, Zachal, Bachamel, Yabi Ab. No, that's right. I meant Marokva. Lavach, Gvin, Alamacha, and Hashtav, Ilo, Anabah, Sudasa, Hudla, Chilmel, Sudasa, Chrin, Achilna. So, what is that shear? So, we have three sheets over here. Sheet number one is Taisus, the Nafkofei, Amar Aleph, the Sudasa, Achrita, Achilna, where it's Lav, Sudasa, Shurigil, and Lassis. What do I need to do? Finish my meal, say Birchas HaMazon, and then I'm allowed to. Let's say I didn't wash. Uberach, whatever it is, whatever Brach Achrayin it is. Means you finish your Suda, then you mutter to already eat the Gvina. Taisus on Kuf Dalaran Beis brings down the Sheikh of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, which says that Basar the basar, by basar you need kinuach and netilas yadayim, but then you can do it even in the same suda. For the kinuach and netilas yadayim is more than the same suda. The third sheet is the Rambam and other Rishonim, which is 6 hours. 6 hours. That's all from Basa to Gvina. Those are the three sheetas. Over here in the Sugya. Well, Halacha L'maisa, we'll see when we see the Mechaba with Ramah. We'll discuss the Halacha L'maisa. How about the other way around? Gvina to Basa. So we saw over here, Rav Chisda said, Gvina to Basa is Mutta. According to Rashi, why? Because not Meshach Tam. According to the Rambam, you have to say because you don't have the svar of Basa ben Shinayim by Gvina. Doesn't get stuck between the teeth. We have the Gemara Kuftal on base, where Rav Yitzchak, he ate the Gvina and then Basa without any Tizidayim. At least during the day. During the day. Right? At night, we said you need Tizidayim. During the day, no Tizidayim. Did he do kinoch or not? That we mentioned, there's two malachim in the Ritva, the Ran, bring down whether you need kinoch or not. There is a machlekes over here, beshamim beshilol, and the maskanas of Gemara is that there's no machlekes. And they both agree you need both. In the middle step here, there was a machlekes b'sham b'silol, machlekes Rashi and Tosfos had to learn the machlekes b'sham b'silol, which we'll see in halacha will play a role also in halacha. Halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin if someone wants to eat gvina and then basar in the same meal, not in the same meal? Does he need to do kinuach, hadacha, both? What does he need to do? That we'll see. But that's going to be based on this, on the Beisham Beisilo. And then the next question is what's considered Basa and what's considered Gvina. So for that, the Gemara Kuf Hei Amid Beis, there's a memory here on Kuf Hei Amid Beis, Amar of Nachman. And over here we're talking about Mayim Emtsayim, really. It's in the Sugya of Mayim Emtsayim, but there's a line here which is negated to us. Amar Rav Nachman lo shanu ella bein tashel l'tashel. That it's only the when do you have to wash hands in the middle of the meal between tashel to tashel. Bein tashel l'gvina chayv. I'm sorry. It says mayim emtsayim rishus. Mayim emtsayim is rishus. But when is it rishus? Only bein tashel l'tashel. But between tashel and gvina, it's a chayva. What are we talking about over here? So Tosfos, it's important Tosfos. Tosfos brings down a machlekes. Tosfos starts off, Oim Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Mairi b'shneim shal basa, shneim shal gvina. When we say tafshol to tafshol, it means something that was cooked with gvina or cooked with basa. Avbein tafshol shal basa, l'gvina shal afanav, that you first ate cheese and then you had, and then now you want to eat tafshol of basa, Chayfa, aval legvina shel achav loykama. That feel of mitzvah zidaim asalacha tzud acheres kedam leil. So it can't be talking about that. Ochal baser asal. Right, we learned earlier. Ochal baser asalacha gvina. Veinir lebein tam de bein tav shel legvina mash betav shel techila kedam leil. Kam yashu bein bas legvina veleklum. Parch var mukhisi brings in the Gemara. Farish bein tam de bein tav shel tav shel bein tav shel de baser de tav shel shel gvina. Between the tavshol basa to tavshol gvina, not that it's the same like the Rabbeinu Shmuel learned, but basa and gvina. The chiv de ena basa and gvina be'en, right? A potato from the chalent. Took a potato out, you shaked it off. There's no meat on it. I'm eating the potato. I'm eating a noodle that was cooked in a lasagna with no cheese on it at all, right? Velek el tam lechmir shei choyva lito yad ben tayim bein el rishus avin tavshul de basa gvina shei gvina be'en then it's choyva v'tochen pirish ze after the v'oisrin lecho gvina acha basa v'yisisud v'avidu v'tilu v'kakana acha. Okay, so this toysism is going to be mechalik zersh ben shmol ben tam is going to lead us into the discussion of what's the din by. But what's considered tafshul shabasa, tafshul gvina? Is it something which is, what about chicken soup? Or the oil that they fried the chicken nuggets in, and then they put the, then they fry the potatoes in it, the fries. Does that make you fleshing or not? Is that a tafshash basar or it's mamish basar? And in cases like that, which we'll see the pice came in the Shulchan Aruch about that, the shach taz and other achrayim about that. Once we finish the sugya over here on Kuf Hei Amid Beis, which I'm trying to push it, so then we're going to jump to Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. I'm sorry, Daf Kuf Zayin. Should we do it? Kuf Zayin on Beis? Or should we jump to Daf Kuf Yud Gimel? Yeah. Huh? Sorry, we saw this already, right? And Pundik, we saw that right? Yes, we saw this, right? So then we're going to Kuf Yud Gimel on Beis. Kuf Yud Gimel on Aleph. Kuf Yud Gimel on Aleph. The first mission of Hamalas Eifem Agvina. The second mission of Bas Meim Torah B'Cholav. And that should take us. Right. We have to see that, but I do not want to get into the sugya of Issachal Issa right now. We might touch it in the Dogma Vava in Pezayin, but stop before the sugya of Issachal Issa, which is the middle of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. I'm leaving tomorrow night, so I'm just laying it out. What? Until Tuesday. So my father's yard site, and then Torah Smash is making a event on Sunday for the alumni. See. So here on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, till the sugya of Amud Shmuel, like over there of Issachal Isser. Just to go through, there's a lot of limudim over here, interesting limudim which are negated halacha. And then we jump to the Mishnah on Kuf Tezayin of Keva Saivik Chavim. Also, again, it's important to see until the next Mishnah, but don't get caught up on the side Nekudas that are mentioned over there. Yeah, okay? And then we'll be ready to start the Shulchan Aruch. What? No, I wasn't. I, I,